In 1991, then Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, a Republican, created a statewide task force on hate crimes. The group worked to expand the scope of the law and increase penalties for people who commit hate crimes before Weld disbanded it in 1997. Republican Governor Charlie Baker reestablished the task force Monday. WAMC spoke with one appointee, Dara Kaufman, executive director of the Jewish Federation of the Berkshires.
As the Jewish community, we are very, as a representative of many of the Jewish institutions here in Berkshire County, we often have dealt with different incidences, and we really want to, be able to represent that part of it. Unfortunately, we've had an incident this past year where we had a note on North Street that said "Kill the Jew" that was left on one of the cars. And that impacts all of our Jewish community, and I think that we've seen how, bringing awareness to that, speaking out against that, working together as a Jewish community, how we can help each other feel safe. And we really, the executive director of the Jewish Federation, I want to be able to represent that, not just for the Jewish community, but to hear what's going on in our broader Berkshire community and be able to represent that to the task force and in Boston.
So to be clear, hate crimes do exist here in Massachusetts.
Absolutely. The instance that I gave you here here in Pittsfield is one example. I know within the Jewish community, where I'm most familiar with at this point, there were bomb threats that were called in to different Jewish community centers across the state, as well as in Connecticut and New York and other states across the United States in the early part of the year. You certainly see significant vandalism and other types of swastikas and threatening messages that have been written across the state. Now, not all of those are hate crimes, but those, as that escalates, it's something that we need to be aware of.
Do you see Governor Charlie Baker's effort to reestablish this task force as reacting to a lot of the pressures within the state and news around the country, or is this a way to get ahead of the curve?
I'm not sure in terms of his intention in that respect, but I don't think it really matters. I think what's important is that right now we are living in a time where there is a lot of violence and hate being spewed across our country. And it doesn't matter where it's happening, it impacts us here in Massachusetts. And we need to be talking about it, we need to be looking into it, we need to be thinking about how can we prevent it, how can we respond to it, how can we help others at our agencies and our schools and other public places that respond, how can we be working together best to keep our citizens safe and have them feel safe. And when it does happen, make sure that the victims are supported properly. So, I think that is the goal. And whether it's being reactive or preventative at this point is irrelevant. What's important is in the doing, and we're doing it. And I give Governor Baker a lot of credit for that.
So what are some of the goals of the task force?
One of the main goals is to bring the citizens together from across that state and really begin talking together and being able to coordinate between the agencies that we have and make sure that, we're tapping into all the different places that are concerned with public safety so that we are preventing it, that it's being investigated properly and that the prosecution happens appropriately as well. I think we also want to look at how are we reporting, how are we tracking hate crimes, so that we all have access to that information. And, of course, I think it's important to make sure that when these things do happen, what kind of accountability is out there? Is it being publicized? Is it being prosecuted properly? All of that. And basically raise awareness around all of those issues.
So what happens next?
From this point forward, we have two great chairs. We have Secretary Daniel Bennett, Secretary of Public Safety and Security for the state of Massachusetts, Commonwealth of Massachusetts, as well as Josh Kraft, who's from what I understand, he's the CEO and President of Boys and Girls Clubs of Boston. And they will be convening our first meetings, and we will set our agenda and start our work.
That's Dara Kaufman, a member of the Governor's Task Force on Hate Crimes. Kaufman is the only task force appointee from Berkshire County. Northampton Police Chief Jody Casper, Hampden District Attorney Anthony Galluni, and Amherst College student Deborah Williams is among the Western Massachusetts appointees.